Okay, let us quickly review Brachos Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara tells us that both an Onen, someone who's one of the seven Krovim died and has not yet been buried, and a Shomer HaMeis, someone who's charged with the responsibility of guarding the mace, are Patur from Mitzvos, and that is different than the Patur from Mitzvos that someone has when they are in a Beis HaKvaros. In a Beis HaKvaros is only when you're within Dalet Amos of the mace himself. But an Onen and a Shomer HaMeis are Patur no matter what, are Patur even outside of the Dalet Amos. The idea of being in a Beis HaKvaros is an issue of Loig LaRush, that it appears that one is mocking the dead when they perform mitzvos in such close proximity to the dead, because the dead can no longer perform mitzvos. It's important that while a person is being Shomer HaMeis that he do his job and not be distracted by doing other mitzvos. However, the Gemara tells us, if one is on a boat where only Achbarim can get to the body, and you therefore don't have to guard the mace from really anything, from other people, from anyone who's going to get to it, other than perhaps Achbarim, so it's machlokas if the Shomer is allowed to abandon the mace, even if there are two Shomerim, if both of them are allowed to abandon the mace at the same time to go read Kriya Shema. Some would say yes, because there's nothing to guard from, but others would say no, because you have to worry about the Achbarim. The Gemara then tells us, when transferring bones, it has to be done with dignity, unless you're worried that Listim are going to attack you, or that Nachrim are going to attack you, then you're allowed to put it in a bag and put it on the donkey and sit on top of the bones. And the Kalvachomer, that the same is true for a Sefer Torah, that if you're worried that it's going to be a Bizayin, that Nachrim or Listim are going to attack, you're even allowed to treat a Sefer Torah in that same way. The Gemara tells us the concept of Loig LaRush applies to someone who has a mace pass by and chooses not to be Malav in the mace. We have a responsibility to be Malav in the mace. If one decides not to accompany the mace, that too is considered mocking the dead. Doing mitzvos is another category of Loig LaRush. Doing mitzvos in front of the dead, like the Gemara tells us the story of the of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonasan, that they were going in the Beis HaKvaros, and Rabbi Yonasan's tcheles was dragging along, and Rabbi Chiya criticized him. He said, you have to pick it up, make sure that it shouldn't appear that you're making a mockery of the dead body. Then the Gemara goes on a long discussion about what Mason do and do not know. Do Mason know what's going on in this world? On the one hand, it seems like an explicit pasuk, because the pasuk tells us that Mason meinam yadam uma, that Mason don't know anything. But the Gemara says that's not so pasuk, that it's talking about actual Mason. That might be talking about Rishayim. Tzadikim, even when they're dead, are called alive sometimes, and Rishayim, even when they're alive, are referred to as dead. So actual dead people, whether they know what's going on or not, the Gemara brings several proofs. First, it has a story of the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, who were debating whether their father knows of their suffering, because they had to go out to work, and in the course of their work, they had forgotten much of their learning, and it was causing them tremendous tsar. So they said, do you think Abba knows about our tsar? He says, Yada avun b'hai tsara. So the other one said, how would he possibly know? But what he does certainly know, the Gemara concludes, is of his own tsar. A mace feels the pain of the worm coming into his body like a machat b'basar achai. So his own tsar he knows about, but the tsar of his children, it's not so clear if he knows about. The Gemara then tells the story of a chassid echad who heard Ruchos talking in the Beis HaKvaros, because he had given away a few dollars to tzedakah on Erev Rosh Hashanah when there was a year of famine, and his wife was very upset with him. So he went to the Beis HaKvaros and he heard Ruchos talking to each other, and he profited from the information that he gleaned from those Ruchos. One year they said that that anyone who plants in the first Revia, in the first rainy season, is going to be in trouble. Another year they heard the second rainy season, and he kept on profiting from the information that he got from them, until they found out that he was listening, because his wife gave away to the mother of one of the Ruchos that she had known about this. And once the Ruchos got wind of the fact that someone was listening, they stopped talking. So apparently that seems to be an indication that Mason do know what's going on, because they knew that somebody was listening. They found out. So the Gemara says it's not a raya, because maybe someone had come ahead, had died since them, and come up and told them about it. Then the Gemara tells a story about a woman who was watching some money for Ze'iri, and then the woman died, so Ze'iri went to consult her, and she told him where the money is, and she also said, oh, and tomorrow someone else is going to die, tell my mother to send me a certain items that I need. So apparently she knows who's going to die, but the Gemara says, not a raya, it could be that they do announce who's going to die, but it doesn't mean that Mason know everything else that's going on in this world. Then the final story the Gemara tells is of Shmuel's father, who was guarding money for Yesomim, and he died. but he hid them somewhere, and he hid them in between his own monies. And Shmuel had to find out where the money was. He didn't know where it was, so he went to go speak to his father. And one of the things his father told him is that tomorrow you're going to die as well. Or not tomorrow, but very soon you're going to die as well. You're going to die quickly. You're going to die at a young age. So obviously he knew that. So the Gemara says, no, again, that's not a raya that he knows. Everything that's going on in this world, maybe he just knew that because Shmuel was such an Adam Chashuv, as evidenced by the fact that they couldn't even find his father until he said, no, he's the father of Shmuel. So the Chashivus of Shmuel is what got the attention up in Shemayim. So maybe they make such announcements about Anashim Chashuvim coming, but that's not necessarily a raya that Mesim know everything that's going on. Okay, that is Daf Yud Ches, the major sugya of what Mesim know.